Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he doesn't need much of an introduction. Kinky Freeman's a best-selling author, musician, humorist, columnist for Texas Monthly, American satirist Will Rogers and Mark Twain. He was one of two independent candidates in 2006 election for the office of governor of Texas. He's in exploratory right now. I talked to him. He said, looks like I'm running for governor during the break. So you heard it here first. And he also has a big event coming up to benefit rescue animals operation. So we appreciate Kinky Freeman coming in. Kinky, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex.
You know, when I had you on last year or 2 years ago, I forget, my dad...
You know, I was fired by Texas Monthly.
Really? I didn't know that.
They fire me every time I run for governor, and if I lose, then I come back. But this time, I think, may be different.
Well, yeah, that's owned by Emmis. We're actually on some of their stations. Well, I mean, they can't really... Can they legally have you...
Why can I not write a humor column? Or, you know, make a living while I'm running for governor. I don't understand that.
They're just worried that the Elections Commission can come after them. But I believe you have your First Amendment. I believe you should be able to have a radio show.
There you go.
You know, write books, whatever. No, but let's get this out of the way first, and we'll talk about all the big news you've got. Last time you were on a couple years ago, my dad said that one of his professors that was also one of his advisors was your dad, Tom Friedman. And that he had been in World War II in some of the same squadrons with my grandfather, Jerry Jones. And so we were just talking about that during the break and what a small world it is. And then my dad was digging through storage and found some more of their flight school annuals and all that stuff and saw your dad in there. So what a small world. Tell us about your dad.
It is. Well, I'll tell you, Tom was a navigator in World War II, flew the B-24, the Liberator.
Also known as the Flying Coffin.
Flying Coffin. His plane was called the I've Had It. And there were 10 men on the plane. Tom was the oldest. He was 23 years old. And he flew 35 missions over Germany. That qualifies him for the Lucky Bastards Club.
Yeah. That's way over catch 22. So did he volunteer to go past the 22?
I don't think they had a choice. That's my understanding of it. But, you know, as Audie Murphy says, Audie Murphy... Ronald Reagan and John Wayne spent the war in Hollywood, and guys like Audie Murphy and those that didn't come back fought to buy the freedom that the rest of us cherish and abuse.
Well, you know, I'm not big on the Texas Worship Club, but I am proud of our state. And look at Audie Murphy from Texas. So many other people. I've talked to a lot of old veterans from the Army and Marine Corps. They say that the best soldiers come from Texas.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about Audie, and that appears to be true. And, you know, Audie was rejected by every branch of the service. He was not. He was too small. He was 5'5" and weighed 110 pounds and so forth. But it didn't take long to see what he was really made of. And there's a great story. We should have told this. Well, I'm going to do it quickly, but when Audie was... fighting in France, and he woke up one night in the forest and his hair was frozen to the ground, and they told him, you're in charge, the officer's been killed. He only had 18 men to man the front lines, and he gets up there, it's outside of a little village in France, and there's 250 snow-caped clad Germans with six tanks rounded the corner, and Audie told all his men to go into the forest, and he fought them off himself. He jumped on top of the only tank destroyer that he had, which was on fire, and held them all off, and he was on the phone calling in artillery, and they said, Audie, how close are the Krauts? And he says, hold on a minute, I'll let one of the bastards speak to you. they're 10 yards away.
Yeah.
Anyway, he killed like 100, 150 of them, and for that he won the Medal of Honor.
Well, that's certainly a fine spirit. He not only had a lot of courage, he also was charmed.
Yeah, he was very lucky, but he represents just a greatness in this country that, and I'm sure Audie would say that the young generation has it. That, you know, that if the chips were really down, they would deliver too.
Absolutely. Or it's like Chuck Yeager from West Virginia. We'll be right back with a true Texas original, Kinky Freeman, and we will get into his run for governor and a lot more coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I like Inky Friedman, and his dad and my grandpa were in the war together, so I got to be nice to him anyways, but he's plying me with cigars during the breaks. Listen, now I wish I had a cigar, an official cigar just made for Alex Jones with me on it, but Inky actually has that. And, in fact, he even sells them. Tell folks about your love of cigars and your website, and then we'll get into the serious issues.
Well, I think cigars are good. I always say cigarettes bad, cigar good. That's my message to young people. And cigars are good for you, and they help you live longer. And if there's any research done on it, you'll see that the people that smoke cigars, like Winston Churchill, lived to be 90, you know, Mark Twain, Thomas Edison.
George Burns.
There's lots of examples of it. But basically, I've been against these smoking bans, and I just don't think it's un-American, for one thing. And for another, they're always saying, you know, they are a bunch of hall monitors, Alex. They're hall monitors.
Control freaks.
That's all they are. And they're saying, we're doing it for your health, Kinky. We're doing it for your health. And the truth is, there are six countries in this world, I'll name them, Israel, Japan, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and France. All of them have a higher smoking per capita than the United States of America, and all of them have longer life expectancy than the United States of America.
Yeah, I've seen those statistics. How do the French drink and smoke and everything? And
here's what I conclude. Speaking English is killing us.
Oh, my God.
So I mean, really.
I think TD's killing us.
I'll tell you, America should be the Alex Jones restaurant, no smoking. right next door, Kinky's Cafe, smoking aloud. That's the way America ought to be. That would be the easy, you know, American way to go. But we don't do it.
Well, you know, it's killed these restaurants and bars.
It's killed every mom and pop place, Alex. Yes, it has. That's the,
because people stay home and smoke, because, you know, smoke their cigars or whatever, instead of going to some bar. And now they have the cops coming in hotel bars when people are staying there, businessmen, and arresting them for three beers. What would happen if you were governor?
That would not happen.
We have to kill all that officer.
That would not happen. Yeah, that was a low point. It really was bad. It's a terrible use of law enforcement to tell a little old lady that she's got to move from this park bench to this park bench if she's going to smoke her cigarette. And law enforcement knows this. I mean, you know, they don't want to do that. But they have to investigate some wingnut that reports you're smoking on the show here. You've got a guest smoking on the show. And they got to send somebody out here to check it out. And that, too, is just a
way. You want to break the Austin ordinance on air and smoke in here?
We certainly could. Wouldn't bother me. I mean, what would happen, really? I don't think anything will happen.
SWAT teams might come.
Try it or not?
Go ahead, sure.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Oh, now we're being really rebellious in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave.
My God, I'll tell you, Alex, we're risk takers.
Just thank God it's not a Cuban he's firing off here. Well, we'd really be arrested.
Well, this is a Cuban.
That's the inside joke.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we didn't. It's a gift. The Cuban was a gift. Alex, I want to give you these. This is brand new Teachers for Kinky bumper stickers.
Oh, great!
Because you are a teacher, and I'll tell you what you've taught. And I don't want to put you up on a pedestal here or anything. You have taught people not to trust their government as much as they blindly have been doing for the past few decades, and people are getting the message. And I'll tell you, Barbara Jordan, who's a personal hero of mine, Barbara Jordan's grandfather, you know, she was a congressman from Texas, as close to a statesman as Texas has had in modern days. Her grandfather owned a junkyard in Houston, and he told Barbara when she was 5 years old, love humanity, but don't trust them. That is the true message of Jesus. That's what he said. And getting into politics, I see exactly what he's talking about. That, you know, Socrates lost the election, you know. Jesus lost the election. The crowd said, free Barabbas, kill Jesus.
Well, that's what my mother said to me. She came down and visited when we were down at the beach this weekend for my daughter's birthday. And she pointed out, she said, it's taken me this many years to figure out not everybody's nice. Not everybody had nice upbringing or nice parents. There are just a lot of bad people out there. There's also a lot of good people, but good people are always gullible and don't realize they got to stand up and fight or the bad guys are going to win.
That's absolutely true. And a great example of that is the Democrats of Texas. I mean, I'm running in the Democratic primary, but I would say that if the Democrats nominate their usual establishment candidate that they always do, a generic establishment candidate, it will be just another loss. They will continue the 18-year losing streak of not having one statewide race going Democratic. And I'm saying all they need is common sense. They need an old-school guy like me that has common sense that is practical. I don't want to fall on my sword just to make a point. I want to win. So we're showing the Democrats, we're offering an option, a new model for the Democratic Party, which includes libertarians, independents, and many, many Republicans, welcoming them all over.
Now, you ran as an independent last time.
That's right.
And you're running as a Democrat because I guess having the machine will help you somehow?
Yeah, you know, Alex, I listened to your pal Jesse Ventura, who I admire very much, and I listened to the people that ran Jesse's campaign, and they told me what works in Minnesota will work in Texas. Human nature. And the truth is, we're not in Minnesota, Toto. That's the truth. Texas is very different. There's more people in Houston than there are in Minnesota.
Well, this was 8 years later. You know, he had the CIA 2 weeks into office, 23 of them visiting to find out how he won. And the system's done a lot to try to stop independence since then.
Oh, there's no question. We did the spiritually correct thing because I felt that the Democrats were getting too close to the Republicans. There wasn't much difference between the two. And the truth is, what has made the Democrats great over the past century is populism, is they stood up for the people against these big corporations and special interests, which is what you're doing whether you like it or not. You're a Democrat.
Well, I understand that we didn't even have parties at first in this country, and they are always interchanging, Republican, Democrat, what it means. You are for controlling the borders. How is that going to fit into the Democratic Party? I mean, we know with Democrats that's actually popular, but the party leadership won't do anything about it.
Well, I would say that a lot of my views are libertarian. Yeah. I mean, one of them is the border. Another is toll roads. I want to roll back all toll roads, get rid of all of them, and pay for them with casino gambling. That has never been tried in any state. That would work. The lottery, boy, the more I read about the lottery, we're getting hosed so bad on the Texas lottery. I was in the Austin airport 2 weeks ago, and this guy, Larry Throm, came up to me and gave me his card. Very nice guy. He's the executive CFO of the Dallas Independent School District. Before that, he was the CFO of the Austin Independent School District. So I asked Larry, is there any evidence that this money going to the lottery is coming to education as it's supposed to? Do you see any evidence of that? He says, no, I don't see any because there isn't any.
What about all the weird scandals with the lottery?
Well, there you go. They fired the last three directors, you know, and paid them off big bucks in rapid succession. The problem with the lottery is it's owned by an Italian corporation. And we go through GTEC. That's the way we do this thing. And the Georgia lottery is owned by the state of Georgia. And that's why the Georgia lottery sends every kid with a B average in high school to college free for 4 years in Georgia. And this year, for the first time, University of Georgia, has two Rhodes Scholars. No other institution in the country has them. They're from the Hope Scholarship, which comes right out of the Georgia lottery. Georgia, I think, is number 18 or 19 in education in the whole time.
Well, how did that scam work? How does the lottery money not get to education?
Well, here's how it happens.
I guess because Don Corleone runs the lottery.
No. Here's how it happens. Rick Perry and the powers that be put it right into the education fund, general fund. And then they take it out when they need it for highways or for other things. They can always get money. And this fund, as Alex Jones would tell you, if you really trust the government and you think they're totally honest, great. Most people no longer do. They're taking this money. They're fleecing it. Lobbyists and politicians are taking that money and using it for their own cause. And it never, never, never gets to.
I'm going to talk more about your policies and also your gubernatorial campaign site. But what about Rick Perry? Did you see in the newspaper where he was the first U.S. statesman ever, first high-level politician to admit he went to the Bilderberg Group meeting? Was in the Dallas Morning News, which, by the way, is a violation of the Logan Act. You can't go to a private meeting to discuss policy, which they admit they do there. And he's so arrogant, he admitted that he did that. As governor, would you call for an investigation of that or try to stop that?
Well, I think Rick Perry has, look, he's a guy who's great at jumping in front of parades. Alex, you know very well, we've never heard a whimper from Rick about states' rights or about libertarianism or anything.
Until it got popular.
Well, then he jumped in front of the teabag parade, yes. And he is better friends with the German government, with the European governments, and with the Mexican government than he is with the people of Texas. And he likes being governor, and that's where the story ends. He and Kay Bailey have been in the hands of big...
Well, she is on the Bilderberg Steering Committee. You talk about big, evil offshore banks that are raping this country for $14.8 trillion. She is on the steering committee, and then now she reportedly brought him in. What are those two doing? Are they staging something to split up vote to stop you or something? I mean, what's going on there? Because we know these two are working together.
Well,
and they act like they're fighting on the surface.
Let's get those Barbies out of here is what I say, you know. They're both former cheerleaders. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, we don't need more cheerleader
before
leaders.
Did you know there were hall monitors?
Yes. So these are little tattletales.
Yeah, they are. And I think the state's tired of them, and I think you've got a huge amount of disgruntled Republicans. And for all I know, you might be one of those folks, but people who at one time believed in either Rick or Kay, and now they don't. And I'll tell you what, when Rick and Kay turn around after this bloodbath that's coming, this two locomotives colliding, you know, they're going to find all the Ron Paul people are going to be gone. They're all going to be kinky Democrats.
Well, I know this, Kinky. I agree with you on about 80% of the stuff you do, and that's as much as I agree with my wife. So, I mean, that's, you know, not bad, but at the same time, I know you're better than these establishment candidates. Kinky Friedman, a million times better than Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the cheerleader, Bilderberg Group, steering committee member, I mean, top globalist, top corrupt New World Order, and then Rick Perry, the toady of the group. I certainly hope you kick their butts.
We intend to.
What's the battle plan to get that done?
Well, for one thing, we're just ending the exploratory phase. We're very soon going to jump full into this thing, pull the trigger. And part of that is going to be going out on a listening tour where I can sharpen my listening skills, Alex, which do need some sharpening. And meet the teachers, meet the county chairs, you know, meet the people in places where Democrats fear to tread. And that's the Obama strategy, actually. He was going on a 50-state strategy. Everybody told him you can't win Virginia. You can't.
All right, stay there. Got a break. Let's come back here. More about your strategy. More about the websites. KinkyFriedman.com linked up on InfoWars.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Well, he is a Texas original, as I said earlier. Kinky Friedman is our guest in studio running for governor. And he's the only chance you've got to not have Kay Bailey Hutchinson or Rick Perry, the two cheerleaders. And the only question is which one of them is more Nelly than the other. But, you know, that's fine. You know, the issue is that Kinky Friedman is the real deal, and his daddy was up there in the airplanes with my granddaddy over Europe in World War II. That's a small world. I keep going back to what my dad called and said, yeah, you know, They were in some of the same squadrons and things in Europe. That was really wild, small world. He learned that from your dad when he was at UT as my dad's professor. But again, Teachers for Kinky is one of the bumper stickers, kinkyfriedman.com. How do people that are out there listening all across Texas, and it's pretty clear you're going to run. You're going to run. We can tell you're running. How do they get some of these bumper stickers?
Well, kinkyfriedman.com. Just go to that and order them. And by the way, last time, I don't know how many do we have, Jeffrey, over 70,000 small donations to the campaign, contributions. We had more than any other candidate, way more than any other candidate. And we were doing something that Obama did successfully and Ron Paul did successfully. And I think it's the people that are going to make the differences. I don't think it's the money. I think it's really the people being the lifeblood of politics.
Absolutely. Specifically, getting into this campaign, you were making some great points during that last break. We should have that on air behind the scenes. You were breaking down. I was saying, Democratic Party, how are they taking your run in the party instead of an independent?
Well, it's early days to tell. Many statewide Democrats are embracing me and saying it's great. This is what you should have done last time. And they're right. I should have, because I would be the governor. But the Democratic establishment is tough, Alex. A lot of them have been presided over so many losses now for 18 years, ever since Ann Richards, that they're used to falling on their swords. You know, they're used to being purists. And purists just don't get it done. And I'll give you an example why I like a common sense, old school, pragmatic approach to things is that I'm a Democrat, but I'm also a Texan. By that, I mean I'm a libertarian. I'm a populist. You look at, if this had been 5 years ago, we would have thought libertarians are creeps. They're weirdos. You know, they're just a fringe. I'd say Texas is, most Texans are libertarian.
Well, they've done national studies, and over 50% of Americans, when asked libertarian questions in a blind study,
right,
then identify as libertarians. Look at the Ron Paul revolution, and I agree with you. They're going to support you over Perry and K. Billy Hutchinson.
In a heartbeat, and I'll tell you something else. It's not about big government or small government. It's about efficient government. That's what it's about. And Ron Paul was the only one I know who called this financial economic disaster 2 years ago, right? He said that. Everybody said he's crazy. This George Bush, the MBA from Harvard, never saw it coming. Obama never saw it coming. Ron Paul did see it coming. And the Ron Paul people, I feel a real affinity for them.
And Ron Paul also said the way this bailout was going to happen was going to make it worse. And now the head of the World Bank had to come out 2 days ago and say, we are basically screwed. So we certainly need you as governor here in Texas instead of Perry. I mean, look at Perry saying, we might secede, spinning the national movement for states' rights, it's not secession, into something like secession so we can be demonized. And then later they said, are you serious? He said, no, I was just joking. I mean, it's like you said, he is jumping, you know, on the states' rights bandwagon when he won't even protect the border.
Except secession might be a good idea because we get rid of Rick Perry. You know, that might be the only way we're going to do that.
Will he be here for life if we don't get rid of him? I mean, it's just...
He will if he's as lucky as he's been. He will be the Hugo Chavez of Texas, and he'll be the governor for life. It's really sad, Alex, because I can't think of one... I'll challenge Rick Perry to a tequila drinking contest. I'll do anything to get this man to interact with the people of Texas just a little bit. And I can't think of one thing he's done for the people.
What about more debate?
10 years.
Shouldn't we have 5 or 6 debates instead of one?
Jesse told you what happened. He said Kinky had trouble with his debate there. He said, but he had trouble with his first debate, but there were 15 more of them. And he got better and better as it went, as he caught on to it. Because guys like Perry, they're slick, man. Kay Bailey.
They've got political operative experts.
Sure they do.
That are, you know, trying to make you look stupid and things.
That's right. So we welcome as many debates as we can. You wonder why Rick Perry won't even go to a basketball game, because he gets booed. He won't take questions from people calling in on the show. And you know, an example of what he did. You know, he lives in a house that we're paying $10,000 a month for. Right now, every month, the taxpayers are. That's a political statement. Mike Huckabee, the governor of Arkansas, when that mansion was being remodeled, he moved a double wide onto the grounds, and he moved his family in there, and that was his office. He worked out of there. That's a political statement, too. A good one.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
Why do we let him get away with it?
I mean, even if that was just political hype by Huckabee, still, he knew to do that. Perry just doesn't care.
Perry likes to shop in Europe. He likes to be governor. He likes to wear nice clothes, live in a
silk underwear
house. No, he likes this stuff. And you know what? You know what? He knows how to play the system. He knows how to game the system. And the point is, I don't know anybody, Alex. I know you. I know Juford. I know the people.
Kingy Freeman, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come right back and talk about an event you've got coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I do another syndicated show Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. If you're here in Austin, it's on 590 a.m., syndicated across the country through Emmis. This is syndicated through the GCN Radio Network. And coming up next hour, we're going to continue our interviews with Steve Voss, great patriot songwriter, play some of his music. And we got Kingy Freedman music loaded up in there, too. Maybe in the last segment we'll play a song of his selection or part of one.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, some of the language. You got so many enterprises going on, too. I like it. You're free market. Tell us about Kingy Freedman's cigar website. Tell us about the campaign website. Tell us about your passion for saving animals and that big event that's coming up.
Happy to. I just had one flash I wanted to suggest to you. What do you think about the idea of administering the tax test to the legislature, of the governor doing that when I'm governor?
I think it's a good idea, but why don't you explain that to people?
You know, it's a tax test that we take here in Texas that is a narrow band of knowledge that you learn, and everything is determined from that. And most states have that now. And what this really does is it's the opposite of education. Education should teach kids to think on their own. So instead, I run into a teacher in San Antonio who says, I'm a world history teacher. They've already told me, go easy on Greece and Rome. Don't cover them much because they're not on the test this year.
Wow.
How can you teach world history without Greece and Rome?
It's the foundation to understand how society works.
Yeah. So, anyway, enough of that. What are we going to discuss, Alex?
Well, no, I wanted you to plug the event, the musical event.
The musical event we're having is a benefit for Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch. That's utopiarescue.com if you want to see some of the animals that we have. We got about 60 mutts, wonderful dogs, and we adopt them. And we've been doing this for 10 years, adopting thousands of them to people and to families. And this is a show that on June 13th, Jerry Jeff Walker and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and the Kinkster will all be there in a concert. And it's at our ranch. You can find information on kinkyfriedman.com. It's a benefit, so it's $200 a ticket. We've already sold well over 100 tickets right now, and we're moving. It's going to be an intimate type of thing, and it's going to be a great show. But if you want to help animals and you want to see Jerry Jeff Walker and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Kinky, coming up June 13th for this benefit.
And awesome, and that's kinkyfriedman.com is kind of the portal site that goes to the other sites.
Yeah, that's right, and this helping the animals has been great. I've enjoyed being involved with this very much. And people that see, and you also have a tour of Utopia Rescue Ranch. You need a dog, Alex? Do you have a dog?
No, I have two dogs. No more.
That's it? That's all.
No more. And I have three children. It is a three-ring circus. Now, if I had a ranch, I'm thinking about trying to move out to some property just so things aren't so crazy. But three kids and two dogs.
You're going to move out to the hill country, and there goes the neighborhood, huh?
Exactly.
No, you're a big success story. Now, I'm telling you that the people I've talked to have really, whatever attitude they had about you and I had the same credibility hump to get over, which is, you know, basically the Democrats and Republicans last time, because I was an independent, always said, where's the substance? Is he serious? Is he this and that? And for fundraising, it was tough. And now I see as a Democrat, most of that has gone away, and I am being a little more serious and more thoughtful about it.
Well, you were saying during the break, the key here is the establishment Democrats don't like you, but statewide they love you.
That's right. The establishment, I would say the far-left bloggers, and they're sniping at me while I'm sniping at Rick Perry. Here I am attacking Rick Perry, and I look around, and the people that are attacking me are the Democrats instead of them attacking Rick Perry.
Well, that is because you are an outsider. If they weren't attacking you, and I've seen it in the press, then I would say, oh, and I'm not for Kinky Friedman. I mean, that's really kind of the bona fide seal of approval when you really see, well, an old World War II saying, when you're over the target, you get the flak.
Yeah.
And if they were praising you, I'd go, I don't know.
And we have things, as you know, now nationally, everybody knows about the state school cockfights, human cockfights in Corpus Christi, where they had a couple kids.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. All the sexual abuse of the kids, the state police, Texas Rangers try to stop it. They get shut down. What would you do as governor?
Texas Youth Commission. Well, I'll tell you something, Alex. This is the heart of the problem. Since Rick Perry's done basically nothing, in my opinion, the bad thing that he's done is he's used a spoil system for appointing people, a political spoil system. And what he does is he appoints people in six-year terms mostly. So if he appoints you because you're one of his
campaign donors,
campaign guys, and you don't really care too much about the state school situation, you're a rubber stamp of Rick Perry. What happens is, when you go into a mental hospital, if you've ever been to any of these nursing homes or anything like
they're hellish.
Institution, you know where abuse is going on, everybody knows it. It's like a boil on your hand. The janitor knows it. The director knows it. No heads have rolled for this. Nobody's been fired. What Perry has done with these appointments in criminal justice, and I'll tell you another one, is a man named Tim Cole, who died. He was a rapist, accused of being a rapist. 13 years. He died in prison. This is Lubbock. Now the Innocence Project has cleared him with DNA, not the state of Texas, but the Innocence Project, some college kids, cleared this guy, and the real rapist has confessed. So now that Timothy Cole is dead, he's been exonerated totally, his family's been reimbursed, so forth. And no, this is a failure. This is not a success story. How many Tim Coles are there in the system?
Well, they show DNA testing showing about a third of people are innocent. They end up testing.
Oh, yeah. And in Nebraska, the DNA their death row several years ago, they had nine people on it. Five could not possibly have committed the crime, at which point the governor said, this is a charade. You know, we can't do this. So I call upon it.
Well, see, I was always for the death penalty, and I'm sorry for interrupting. I was always for it until I realized, yeah, I mean, if it was on TV, you catch the guy, it's clear they did it. This guy grabbed a little kid, raped him and killed him. Kill him, eye for an eye, that makes sense. But the government, the system's so corrupt, that they send so many innocent people to death or into, you can't trust it. The system is so broke, it does so much more damage. Right. Well, I mean, what's the old saying?
Here's the solution.
10 guilty men go free, you know, better than one innocent man.
Well, people who are Christians have to define what that means, what it means to be a Christian. So say a guy does something terrible like you described. Do we want to kill him? Or are we doing the same? Or do we want to put him away where he'll never, never, never see the light of day, but we will not kill him? And frankly, you know, I hate for you to have to hear this from a Jew, but that's who you heard it from the first time. that if you're a Christian, you really don't want to be a part of a system that's killing people, particularly innocent people, I believe. Now, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal that's saying half of these people are innocent. I'm saying that if some are innocent and we're killing them, we got to stop that.
Well, see, that's my issue. I'm actually for the death penalty if it could be done right.
No, it can't be.
But, I mean, what about Houston and Dallas?
No, it can't be. It can be done as well as we run the post office or as well as the wall that's going up between Mexico and Texas. Whatever the feds do cannot be done. Whatever the government does will not be done.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that, I mean, I know you've heard about Houston and Dallas where the cops pull over the family and throw a bag of chalk in the back and then seize the car saying it's drugs. I mean, how did the police, and I know they're not all that bad, and it's city by city. You got bad cities and good cities on average, but I don't know. Cops in Austin aren't planting drugs that I know of, but in Dallas, NPR even reported, the police admit it, they framed thousands. I mean,
here's one solution. Get a guy like Kinky Friedman in as governor who doesn't owe anybody and doesn't know anybody, okay? And I appoint a guy like Racehorse Haynes to head up an abuse commission. And this is a legacy for a guy like Racehorse. In other words, he doesn't need to do it. He's got plenty of money. He believes in justice. So he goes case by case, all through death row, all through Texas Youth Commission, through all of it, and empower these people. I don't want a commission giving me a report. I want some powerful people. Jim Hightower is a man who believes in the people, in the poor people. He's an unabashed champion for working families. Now, a guy like that is not going to be stealing money. You won't catch him in a scandal taking money. He really cares about his job. Rick Perry has appointed people that are going to leave a very long Nike footprint on the forehead of Texas.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, love Kinky Friedman or hate him, folks, and I love him. We need to get him elected governor because of the other choices we have. I mean, if Ron Paul was running for governor, I'm sorry, Kinky, I'd have to go with Ron Paul. But you know, because I mean, I'm 100% with him, or I'd say 99%. But I mean, you are a good, genuine, real guy who wants to do good and wants to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you've got the establishment Democrats against you. The people love you, and I've seen the numbers out there. How do folks get you elected as governor? How do we ensure you do run? I mean, I can tell you're fired up. You're going to run, aren't you?
Yeah. It's almost a done deal. And the reason is that I know I can excite the grassroots, and that's where the Democrats have lost ever since Ann Richards. They have failed to excite the grassroots. So the libertarians and the independents just stay home. This time, the Kinky Democrat idea, the year of the Kinky Democrat, would be, it'd be like a Reagan Democrat, except going the other way. The Reagan Democrat voted Republican. The Kinky Democrat votes Democratic in the Democratic primary, which, by the way, Alex, is very easy to do. It's an open primary. You can be a Republican and you can say, you know, I've had it with these two Barbies spending all this money attacking each other for what? They've both been in politics their whole adult lives. You know, they've got nothing fresh or new to offer. We'll vote for Kinky. We'll be Kinky Democrats.
You know, as much as I don't like Rick Perry, and he's been on the show before, by the way, as much as I don't like him, I really don't like Kay Bailey Hutchinson. I mean, she really is a completely fake person. I mean, she is. I mean, at least Perry's got some personality. And I mean, with her, this really is a power-hungry crone.
Rick is a, you know, I do think he's a nice guy. I would say he's clueless as far as the people are concerned. He's had plenty of time now. He's had 9 years, right? He's moved us, I think, from 49th to 48th in education in that time.
Well, which one do you dislike more? Policy-wise, or just the whole...
Well, I'm not a good politician, but a good politician would tell you that we don't look ahead of that. We're just trying to win the primary here, because I know that if I can win the primary, I can be the governor. That I'm sure of.
Absolutely. And the Democrats ran weak candidates last time.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I tell you, I fell under Jesse Ventura's orbit there, and there's a lot of wisdom that those people in Minnesota have. But the honest to God truth is, there's more Democrats in this state than there are Republicans right now. The latest Gallup polls show that. And if you add the independents and the libertarians to that, It's a slam dunk. I mean, we will beat the Republicans, but we'll only do it with a guy like me who is a common sense, old school guy.
Your only problem is going to be people are already finding out Obama's going back on his promises and that Democratic support may be eroding by 2010 somewhat. But I still think it's going to be, like you said, for the first time in decades or in half a century, Texas is more Democrat than Republican.
Obama's done a couple of really good things. One of them, he's made people believe that their vote matters, that their vote could count. You know,
he did bring in a lot of new voters.
Alex, I can't tell you how many people I talked to who supported me and just concluded that there was no way I could win and their vote wouldn't.
Very foolish.
Didn't vote. Yeah, lots of those folks. And this time, I think they may take it.
All right, let me throw the phone number out. 1-800-259-9231. Specific, quick questions for Kinky Friedman in this segment and the next. 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009 transmission. Kinky, any other quick points you want to make before we start taking calls?
None at all.
All right, let's go to James in North Carolina. James, you're on the air. Welcome. Oh, yeah, Kinky needs to put his headphones on. Sorry. Go ahead, Kinky. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air, James. I didn't give Kinky much of a warning there. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair looks like a Lyle Lovett starter kit.
Oh, it looks good. Lyle Lovett starter kit. Now, that's not a Barbie, though. Look at him, folks. That's a real guy.
That's a real thing.
That's not a painted trollop like the governor. Anyways, I'm sorry. He looks like a rough, tough prospector from Gunsmoke or something. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
James. Go on, James.
Go ahead, James.
He's the real deal, okay?
Thank you.
I'm a Kinky and Jesse person. I sent you an email because I've been wanting to do something for years and not take anything away from Kinky, but I did want to make this comment that the last two elections, I wrote in Jesse's name for president.
Well, you know, we've asked Ventura to run for president.
I know it.
And run for Senate. And, you know, he just is so sick of the whole system. He's running off and hiding in Mexico surfing. And I don't blame him.
I don't blame him a bit.
But James, I appreciate your call. Let me get a comment from Kinky on that. I mean, that's what's so nasty about politics. You are wading into a cesspool.
Yeah, well, Jesse did some very good things in Minnesota. He was one of the architects of Minnesota Care, which made them number one in health care coverage. Alex, do you know where Texas ranks in health care coverage? Would you like to hazard a guess?
I believe we're one of the worst.
No, we're not. We are 50th. We're dead last 50th in health care coverage. I mean, if I was a member of the media, I would I'd be concerned about that, about the lottery, about the border. About every time you turn around, you see a toll road. And by the way, don't ask for who the road tolls. It tolls for Rick Perry and his cronies. Well, it never stops tolling.
Well, that's why Perry should be impeached. He keeps saying he's against the toll roads and special interest. He's the guy vetoing the legislature. I mean, this guy is an outrageous deceiver.
Well, he plays the system well, Alex. He plays it beautifully. Bernie Madoff would have been a good governor by that standard. He really knows the ins and outs of the system, too. So people wonder, can Kinky govern? You know, does he know this stuff? Yeah, I know this stuff. I know that no governor has ever run the schools or the prisons or the highways. We only had one governor who knew how to plan a highway. Do you know who that was? It's a trivia question.
Who?
Ann Richards. No other governor knows how to do that. But they appoint people, and Perry has appointed the wrong people. He's appointed the kind of people that made Louisiana a corrupt cesspool for the past century, politically.
Well, that's the problem with corruption like they have in Mexico and North Korea. Once it gets in place, it's very hard to dislodge, and it's going to seed now.
And we just got no common sense. As far as this casino gambling's going, we're building roads in Louisiana right now. We're building public schools in Louisiana. I mean, why aren't we more concerned with getting the money back here for our own economy in Texas?
Well, I'm no big fan of gambling, but
it'll save Galveston.
Well, certainly would. It used to be there. But I mean, the whole issue is that why do you have the state running it? I think the state should get out of the lottery, and if people want to have that stuff, that's their business.
Well, it certainly shouldn't be a foreign corporation. Texas has leaned on foreign corporations for the toll roads. We do for everything. If we do build a fence there with Mexico, it's probably a foreign corporation that's going to have to run it. That's just ridiculous. I mean, we either do it ourselves or don't do it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is you've talked about how the lottery's run by an Italian company. I had the Chronicle come out and say it's not true that Sintra is Spanish. Sintra on record is a Spanish company. I mean, the level of disinformation.
I've spoken with Elliot Shapley, who I believe is a Senate in the legislature. He's a liberal El Paso guy. He's a very good guy. But he was in on the meeting with the Centra guys. And he says they asked Centra, in the last 50 years, the last 5 years of the 50-year lease, the last 5 years, what would it cost a Texan to drive 10 miles, say? And the Centra boys said, well, that'll take some time to compute. And they said, we've got time. Tell us. And they computed it, and they figured it out. In the last 5 years of a lease with Centra, it will cost the Texan $15 to drive 10 miles. That's the deal Rick Perry's offering us.
Well, I saw the paper admitting that it was $160-something dollars, I forget the exact amount, to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. I mean, that turns your car into a taxi cab.
Alex, we are no longer the minority. What we're saying is believed by the majority of the people, okay? They agree with us. It's just a question of getting them excited, getting the grassroots excited enough to vote.
All right, we're going to come back and take a few final phone calls with you in the final segment, Kinky Friedman, but plug one more time that benefit for dogs.
Sure, sure. Go to kinkyfriedman.com. Check it out. It's June 13th, Saturday. It's at Echo Hill Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Jerry Jeff Walker, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and Kinky will be there, the three of us. And, of course, Chuck Wagon, Cowboy Barbecue, and a tour of Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch. Go to kinkyfriedman.com. And get some tickets and help us.
All right, we'll come right back and take a few phone calls in the final segment with Kinky Friedman. And I got a bunch of news coming up with what's happening with the economy, General Motors going bankrupt, the dollar plunging in value, and we're going to talk for about 30 minutes with Steve Voss. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
So much going on, so much.
Eddie Freeman is such a character. He's giving me cigars, Snickers bars.
Likes to share.
No, it is good. He's like
for the common humanity and all of us.
No, I like it. It's good. No, I mean, you're just friendly. You're a real Texas character. We like it. And, you know, they say I'm one of those too. And we hear one of them right there. That's Willie Nelson, one of your good buddies too, as well.
Willie.
Willie's going to be supporting you for governor, isn't he?
Absolutely.
I know he hates the toll roads.
Well, everybody does. I mean, particularly when, you know, everybody in Dallas, I know for sure, said within 20 years it was said, you know, this road will pay for itself. Well, now it's been 50 years, 60 years. It never pays for itself, Alex.
Yeah, let's,
it just keeps coming.
Let's take a few phone calls. Now, let's talk to Mike in California, Chris, Heather, and others. Mike, you're on the air with Kinky Friedman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Mike. Actually, I didn't know Keegan was going to be on the air today. I had a few other questions. I don't want to take up a lot of time.
I'm going to put you on hold then. I said I'll open the phones up for Kinky Freeman. Do you have a question for him? Okay, thank you, Mike. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. I said I'm taking calls for Kinky Friedman. I understand everything's going to hell in a handbasket. I'll get to you coming up later.
California guys are ruining Texas anyway.
Anyways, Chris in Toronto.
Texas.
Well, this is even further away.
Okay,
okay, Chris in Toronto. Go ahead. Are you for Kinky Friedman?
I guess you're going to have to put me on hold, too, because I had to tell you something about what's going on.
Okay, Chris. Let's talk to Heather in Texas. Heather in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
To talk to you about how you felt about the sobriety checkpoint that was in legislation in Congress.
Yeah, the blood sucking. We got the feds coming in, and they take your blood with these fake group warrants, and they want to do it statewide. Are you for cops with injectors and are sucking blood?
No, of course I'm not, and I think the legislature has been a... I can't believe the kind of what they're dealing with, what they're spending time that they think is important.
It's like vampires.
Everything else is going to hell in Texas, and this is what they're dealing with, yeah.
I'm trying to make teeth like a vampire. How do you do that?
That's good. That's pretty good right there, Alex.
If I do that to my one-year-old, she starts crying.
Look at that.
Anyway, it's a big, ugly face. And you're about to start crying. You don't like it?
You spook little Juford there. you know, he's a Jew, and he drives a Ford, little Juford.
Oh, my God. Okay. Heather, anything else?
No, more seriously, I wanted to hear, it's going to come up next session in 2 years. That'll be his term. He'll be in term, hopefully, when he wins. And I want to know if he's going to take a stance against that. Does not pass here in Austin.
I'm with you.
You're going to say no Soviet checkpoints.
No. I'm with you, Heather.
All right. Thank you so much, Heather. Rusty in Texas.
Yeah.
Rusty in Texas. Go ahead.
I would just like to say that I voted for you, Mr. Friedman, and... Me and my brother both are disabled veterans from this current war, and I would just like to make a complaint that Texas is getting real hypocritical because they're throwing a lot of people in prison all the time. Our prisons are full, and I have a particular complaint about the 0.8 law. You know how you said you'd like to have a smoker sit here, and then the non-smokers, they can go over there. Well, how can you get a zero? Most people, when they go to the bar to go have a beer, they don't have one beer. They go to the bar and they have three or four and they get and they drive home. But they don't have, the majority of the people won't cross the line and have an accident. But they're just throwing people in jail everywhere.
Forget that. They're trying to lower it down to zero. I mean, like 0.1 where anything.
Yeah, I mean, the hall monitors have grown up, and we've got to deal with it.
They're trying to say any alcohol, and now they say little breath mints and stuff have enough to give it to you.
Mm. No, it's a mess, and it's a bad priority.
Mothers against drunk driving really are out of control. I mean, wanting these checkpoints.
You know, my problem's up in Dallas when I took a sip of Guinness during the St. Patty's Day parade, you know, and I said I finally...
Tell you what, 60-second break. Do five more minutes with us.
Guinness, but I didn't swallow, all right?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.